time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. For years, I have supported a group in Washington, D.C. called Judicial Watch. The president of the organization is Tom Fitton. Judicial Watch files Freedom of Information requests to our government in order to uncover secrecy and corruption. When the federal government and its agencies refuse to turn over documents that are unclassified, Judicial Watch files lawsuits to obtain court orders for a release of the requested documents. For example, on March 18, 2014, Judicial Watch filed two new lawsuits against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to obtain government records about Obamacare. One lawsuit seeks information about the Obama administration's decision to establish new, quote, hardship exemptions, unquote, that could allow most consumers to escape the Obamacare individual mandate without penalty. The reason for this first lawsuit is that the government refused to release documents concerning the hardship exemption, which offers to millions of Americans to avoid paying tax penalties for failing to comply with the Obamacare individual mandate. This was a unilateral and significant change that the administration has yet made in the government health care takeover. This unilateral change would grant broad exemptions to anyone who believes that the mandate is unaffordable. According to Judicial Watch, this change essentially opens the door for anyone to say it's unaffordable and unpalatable. Remember, the president says, I have a pen. Can you believe that our president once taught constitutional law, which encompasses the separation of powers in the three branches of government? The question then comes up as to why the Obama administration would offer exemptions to a mandate it has said is essential to the entire purpose of the health care overhaul. Some say he is trying to protect those running for office in this November and that are members of his party. As Tom Fitness says, it's all about politics. I do not have enough time today to discuss the second lawsuit, but will later. I leave you with a point to ponder. How does a president think he can change, ignore, and rewrite a law that was passed by Congress? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.